you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here tonight, and I look forward to the election coming up. A lot of the candidates have a lot of great ideas, and quite frankly, some could never be achieved properly, but others are really, really great. The issue in this election, therefore, is leadership. I'm running for mayor, and on many occasions in this election, the incumbent has pleaded with the voters to send her a council that will work with her. In other words, elect people who will do what she wants them to do. She believes that this council has been dysfunctional. Well, I don't. I believe that the council has in fact been very positive, and the majority have worked well together. Of all the candidates challenging the incumbent, I'm the only one who has had experience on council. I sat for 8 years, served 3 terms. And in response to George, to your statement about community service, I do have a lot of community service. I sat on many homeowner associations, Applewood Acres area, Walton area, some historical societies. I'm presently on the sports council in the society, so I do have some community experience. I know I can work well with councilors. I know I can work well as their leader. And many of the ideas that are expressed, if they are fortunate enough to get elected, and I'm particularly impressed with Chris Fonseca's platform because it's very similar to my feelings. But what I'm saying to each and every member of council who gets elected, I will work with you. I will work as a team to bring positive results to the residents of the city of Mississauga. So on October 25th, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to return me to council, this time as its leader. Thank you.
Dave, and your question will be coming from Rampton Mississauga District Labor Council. Charlie.
Okay, this is a tough question for you, near and dear to Labor's heart. And since you're in a Labor house, I'd be careful. It's a three-prong question.
Do I get 3 minutes to answer?
I might get a little bit of leeway there. But, what is your position on contracting out of public services, public-private partnerships, and the municipality purchasing of Canadian products and services?
Let me answer that in reverse. I've had some direct experience with the last part of that question. When we built City Hall, let me tell you, the architect had specified a particular type of brick. The brick was only available by 3 manufacturers in North America. The mobile one, Cooksville Brick, said to us at City Hall, we can't supply it. We're too busy, sorry, go elsewhere. The one out west who could supply it didn't triple the price, quadruple the price. We bought American Brick. We had to, we had no alternative. But I want to tell you, we shopped around for the local product. And we continued to do that with all other aspects of City Hall, including the landscaping, a port credit company, albeit their farm was in Michigan, they were a port credit local company. And we made an effort to shop around for the local. Now, second part of your question was contracting out. I believe there are some services that, just by nature, have to be contracted out. The garbage collection through Peel Region works quite well. We've never had a problem, never had any real labor disruptions. I hope that when you do contract out, when it's necessary to contract out, that the council or whoever is preparing the tender documents take a good serious look at the quality of company that they're awarding the contract to. The third part of your question, public-private partnerships. Sounds good. I'm always leery of any government competing with a private sector. And I think the main purpose of any government is to supply its citizens with good quality service at a reasonable cost and not put anybody out of work doing it. Thank you.
Thank you.